Matthew 6 and 8. He said, be not ye therefore like unto who? Them. For your Father knoweth what thing you have need of before you ask. He already knows what you need before you ask. Verse 9 said, after this manner therefore pray ye. Who are you going to talk to? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Remember what Jesus said, in that day you shall ask me nothing, but whatever you ask the Father in my name. And after this manner, therefore, pray you, Father. Other way, you talk to the Father. You ask the Father in my name. What day was he talking about? This day. After his resurrection, in other words. After his resurrection. In that day, once I'm raised from the dead, you can go directly to the Father in my name. Wherever you want, you can go to the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So moving right along, let's go to verse, what did I tell you? Verse 26. Before the, he said what? Behold, who? Now look, so listen, he said in verse 8 again, he said, be not you therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what thing you have need of. All right? Now look, and he said, you whatever you need, ask me, right? Now look what this is saying now. Behold the fowls of the air. For they do what? Sow not. Neither do they reap. Now we sow and reap. They don't do anything. They fly around in the air and go pick some berries and grass seeds and whatever. They don't do anything. They don't build no barns. They don't have no house. The only thing they do is put some straw, pick up some straw and build a nest and lay the eggs and raise the. But as far as building a house, working a job, punching a clock, they don't do none of that. Huh? Am I right? And God is saying, and Jesus is saying, behold, that means look at the fowls of the air. Huh? For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather where? Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Now what you starving for? My goodness, what are you crying about? They don't even have a house to live in. They don't even have a barn to build to store stuff up in. And it get cold out there in the wintertime. It get hot in the summertime. Come on, church. And God feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? God never called a bird his son. God never called a bird his daughter. But he said, you are my sons and daughters. You are my new creation. My new creation man. Created like me. And he gonna let you starve and not take care of you? Come on. Moving right along. Verse 26 says what? Let me go on. We just finished verse 26. Are you not much better than they? Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so what? So clothes the grass of, if he so designed the grass, so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow what? Is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, there's the problem. Oh, ye of little faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. That means if you believe God is God and your Father, you believe he loves you, then you will do what he said. And if you do what he said, he will do a father part. Hallelujah. Oh, you have little faith, move right along. Therefore, take no thought. Oh, Lord Jesus. What you doing thinking? I don't know what I'm going to do. What you doing thinking that? I don't know how I'm going to make it. What you do? He said, don't you even take a thought. You know, one day it's going to dawn on us. And it's going to be tonight. Therefore, take no thought. Take no thought saying. That's how you take it saying. What shall we eat? How many times we been there? You know, I stopped saying it. I just go in there and get me something to eat because I know it's in there. I don't sit around and be pitying myself. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know what I'm going to drink. I don't have that thought. I'm really serious. I don't even have that thought. I may have to choose what I drink, you know, between a tea and a water and something like that. But as far as what I'm going to drink, trying to figure out, I don't have that thought. Why? Because God, my Father, have made provision for me. All right? Or whether we shall we be clothed. You know what I do when I get ready? I have to praise the Lord. Now, what am I put on? I learned to consult him. Which one? Not pray, do I have something? I have to pray which one? See, we take up cares that we shouldn't even be fooling with. We take on things and try to mess with stuff the thoughts shouldn't even be in our mind. That bird never think about what I'm going to eat and how I'm going to make it. And he don't even have a house, don't even have a barn to put in stuff up in. He just go eat every day. My goodness. So, verse 32 says what? For after all these things doest the Gentile, that means the heathen, the uncovenant man, the unborn again man, seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Just like he know that bird need to be clothed, fed. And he feedeth the bird. He know you have need of these things. But the bird is more obedient than some of the saints. They depend on God to give them their food, and we go out and try to make our own way. And we get the lying and cheating. Huh? Looking for this loophole and that loophole and it's all right if it's a good one, but some of them loopholes are one you loop in, won't get out, can't loop out. Okay. You just loop. You understand what I mean by that? He said, here's your priority. Here is your hour. This is our priority. But seek you first. Do what? Seek you first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Find out how the kingdom operates. Seek you first the kingdom. Get this down in your spirit. Get a revelation of it. Get knowledge of it. Become God inside minded about this. Hello? Hello?